Well, I'm going to say that the no Ace of Spades as an intro bet was a very short-lived experiment.
Yeah, it just, you know, it was really abrupt. It was really abrupt. And I think if you do that, I'm not saying you can't do that, but I think if you do that, you're going to have a really strong opening bit.
Instead of us just talking?
Yeah, it can't just open with chit-chat. It's got to be like,
but
and
the show's
here's
us
a story.
Talking. Huh? What do you want? The show is just us talking.
I know. Well, that's all right. And the show can be that, but I'm just saying, if you're going to do it with the opening bit with no music, mm-hmm. you got to have a strong topic and like a limited time.
I just come in and it's like, I saw this dog fucking the shit out of a cat outside.
Yeah, and then you go to the music. Like, that's all you need. Like,
she's really giving it to this calico. It's a speed. All right, folks, you're listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Got with me Kate Myers.
Thank you.
Kate Myers. Look at that shit.
Christ almighty.
Got it on the do-over. Got it on the rebound. Will's gone. Will is off doing God knows what with God knows
banging
who.
Some chick. No, no.
Hopefully not pulling out any more septic
tampons. Yeah, banging some chick who's still got a tampon up herself there.
Jesus Christ, that'll...
I honestly don't know how you could forget you had a tampon. I know they're small, but I know those things are there. Like, I'm walking around going, I can feel the tampon.
It's a foreign object you've shoved in your body.
Yeah, no, they're small, and to be fair, like, you don't really... I guess
girls are just used to it. Like, when... like. Yeah. Maybe every other year I have to use a suppository, and it feels like I've raped myself. Like, I will feel that thing 6 weeks later in the middle of the night.
You did rape yourself, and that is horrible, and you are a horrible person
exactly.
for using them.
Like, I feel like I feel so gay for having even used one of those things. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's show website in papasbasement.com. Find archives as well as my writing there. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And find us on iTunes, Papa's Basement.
And katerocks.blogspot.com. It's Kate with a C. That's where I write about stuff that's not on the show. And it's also not funny. But you can go read it anyway.
Oh my God, that was the most perfect thing. You fucking talked it straight to the end. Wow. Well done. Well done. I am such a fast food junkie, and I'm just starting to get over it through my trip to California, which was almost like a detox because I was not allowed to eat it pretty much while out there.
Why?
My hostess was really anti-fast food.
What?
Yeah, and threw down the fucking gauntlet. Like, I got to eat one In-N-Out burger, and that was it.
You didn't even get to go to Jack in the Box and get E. coli?
Nope. Nope. Got to go there, and I had a milkshake because it was like an hour after In-N-Out. And I just saw an ad for eggnog and pumpkin milkshakes, and I was like, pull over, bitch. I know that you're against this, but this is how I roll.
You know
this is what I am.
That doesn't mean, if you're against fast food, that doesn't mean you got to make everybody else not have fast food.
Well, yeah, and that's a show unto itself where I could bitch about how I was cheated out of Carl's Jr., how I was cheated
Seriously.
Out of, yeah.
But Carl's Jr. is just Hardee's, so don't feel too bad about that.
I heard that, but it has a different logo.
That's true.
And there's also, was it a fat burger I didn't get to have?
Yeah.
And of course, Roscoe's chicken and waffles. But that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool because in the long run, I kind of have lessened my urge for carbohydrates and
stuff.
You
just keep fooling yourself, dude.
You shut your mouth.
It's a lie. It's a sham. It's just, that was horrible. That's a horrible thing.
That happened to me.
That you went to the West Coast and did not sample the fine variety of fast foods that the West Coast has to offer.
I know. They have everything we have plus Del Taco.
You did not eat out of a truck at any point?
No, I saw one in the Home Depot parking lot.
Dude, what's wrong? Their trucks get up to like gourmet level.
I know. I didn't have truck food. I didn't have Fat Burger. I didn't have Del Taco. Didn't have Roscoe's. Didn't have any Jack in the Box actual food.
Wow. That's sad.
I know. I need to just put it out there and move on, right?
That's really sad.
But I've kind of been detoxing, so it's good in the long run. I'm trying to focus on that. But if you want to know how bad it was, I walked in to our little kitchenette, if you will. We don't really have like a full lunchroom in this station. We have a little kitchenette. And a lot of times, I think it's food left over for the actual show, like a TV show that takes place during our radio show. and they actually give a shit about their guests, give them food. They use the makeup room.
Yeah, I didn't get any food here.
You know, I just hit you up for cigarettes.
I know. Like, I'm supposed to bring sandwiches. What?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, thanks for all your work. Give me the pack. There was one of those little four-piece containers that you put your McDonald's milkshakes in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even stand staring at it because I wanted so badly to eat out of the vending machine.
Wow.
Just associating it with, like, sugar and all that good shit. So I had to throw it away. And as I'm walking out, some guy walked in with two of those Pizza Hut Big Italy pizzas.
Oh.
And I've had them, and they suck ass, but they
were
right there.
Oh,
I was about to clock them in the dick and
run
off.
You're the saddest man on earth.
God,
you know they're bad. You
know
they're bad.
I've had them. They taste like dog shit. Like, I've never had a worse chain pizza. Like, it's not even thin crust in the middle. It's like they just threw dough down, pressed it as unfathomably thin, like when the dough started to become just air. And then they baked that. It's like a matzah. With mozzarella on it. It's disgusting.
That's, yeah.
And I wanted it so bad. Like, I'm thinking about it right now.
I'm actually thinking about making a mozza pizza now. I do experimental pizzas because
I... Can you just make me a normal one that I eat and it collects its fat
Okay, let me tell you about pizzas. Okay, first of all, I invented the Thanksgiving pizza.
Okay.
Okay. The Thanksgiving pizza is all that's beautiful about Thanksgiving on a pizza in pizza form.
I feel
fantastic.
Like this is actually a show now fit for this station. Just you talking about some weird, crappy
Me talking cooking. About stuff I do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my intellectual pursuits. And today
It's also reminding me of the sweaty balls bit with Alec Baldwin on SNL.
I don't remember
have to play that one for you.
The most beautiful thing Alec Baldwin ever did was Glengarry Glen Ross, where he pulls out the balls.
A, B, C. Always be closing.
I love that movie. Jesus
Coffee's
Christ.
Coffee's for closers.
Coffee's for closers, yes. What makes me sad about that, too, is I often use quotes from that movie and people don't get them.
Oh, fuck them. It's a masterpiece.
I know. So anyway, I make this Thanksgiving pizza. Now, there's two different versions. You can use dinner rolls because some people have dinner rolls with their Thanksgiving dinner and some people have croissants. You know, the little fake croissants.
Who's a fake croissant?
You know, the Pillsbury roll. You pull them out of the Pillsbury tube that you pop open.
Yeah, okay.
And then you roll them into a triangle. Okay, so those are the best ones because it's all buttery.
Yeah.
You lay that out and that's like the crust. You cook them a little bit first because I'm not sure how it would cook without that. So you cook those first. Then you put down a nice layer of gravy because that's your sauce.
Some
mashed potatoes. That's kind of your cheese there.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
You just there turkey and stuffing on top of that. And oh, damn, that's excellent. That was beautiful.
Are you
going to
bring me
some
of that or make some or what?
If I do the Thanksgiving turkey this year, we might go out of town. But usually we stay in town and I do a turkey and I do a damn
good
turkey
too. Tell your boyfriend Pants not to eat all that shit because some of it's for me.
It was the best thing I have ever made. It was this Thanksgiving. I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook by any means. I can do an awesome turkey for some reason.
You're like the Bobby Fischer of cooking. Gravy instead of goddamn marinara sauce. Come on.
It's so awesome. So, and then I just learned about grilling pizzas, which is fantastic because you can do like a barbecue style pizza. So you,
what, you
put
just
it,
throw it on the grill, literally?
Yeah, so you have the dough and you let one side cook a little bit on the grill.
Okay.
Right? And then you flip it over and you put down some barbecue sauce, some fresh corn kernels, there's a few other things too. And you can put chicken in it. You don't have to put meat on it though. And it's fantastic. It's like a barbecue pizza. Oh, black beans. You put black beans on it too. Oh, man. That is so
good. This is like dirty talk to me.
I know. Well, I actually...
I didn't think I'd ever be able to sexually function after hearing Will's story, but I pretty much want to bend you over the desk right now.
No, food porn. I am adamant we should come up with food porn. As a nation, we should have this. And it's not just like food porn, like food channel
is
food
porn. I don't like mixing the two at
all.
No.
We talk about food like it's porn.
That
hot sauce just steaming, dripping.
Big globs of it running down your chin. Oh, fuck yeah.
Big hunk of meat, steaming hot, juicy.
Oh, my
meat.
God.
Yeah,
oh,
food porn. That's what we need.
Thank God I'm in shorts. I can just shake out. Just shake out what happened.
So then there's barbecue pizzas, and then we do this wicked awesome spinach pizza, and we usually do this one in the oven. And you just roll out the dough. You put... pesto sauce on
it. Can I have this next week?
I don't do this on Saturday mornings. I do this at night.
I know you spend hours getting all purdy for the show, but can you fix this in instead?
That would be really sad if this is what I look like hours after getting
all
pretty.
All dolled up, all sexified.
Yeah, it's
don't
like,
play it
it's
down, though.
Pesto.
You're a good-looking chick. I'm just...
It's
Yay,
broken.
We're back!
So let me continue telling you about my pizza, because...
Sorry about that weird interruption, because I am going to do nothing to make that sound better.
That's awesome. We're just going to cut out somewhere in the middle of
cutting
something.
Off, and then it'll be us talking again. The,
awesome.
The CD died in the middle of its recording.
It was really sad.
Get back to
okay,
the food
so
porn.
You grill, you got the dough. You don't have to cook it ahead of time. You put some pesto on it. You wilt the spinach first, although you don't have to. You can just put like baby spinach on top of it,
mm-hmm.
and then throw some big, this is my favorite part, so I use plentiful ricotta on top of this, and like
just bring
big
this.
Old
just
scoops
I can't
of ricotta
stand.
On top, and bake that. Oh man, that is sweet.
This is like better than you talking about like diking out with hot chicks or something. You can't. Please tell me you're bringing some of this shit in sometime.
I don't cook Saturday mornings, though. Saturday mornings,
I'll drive to your house. It's not that far.
You're always working when I'm having dinner.
I can take a night off or something. I'm not doing much during this week.
It's coming
Come
over
on.
For pizza, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know.
There won't be anything weird about me just chewing, staring at you in pants. Yeah,
right.
At
yeah,
the
we'll
table.
You know we'll put you in the living. We don't have a dinner table. We'll put you in the living room, and we'll go back to the computer room.
By the way, you got to keep your eyes on that damn disc.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I totally missed that.
No, I think we caught it within 30 seconds. I don't think they missed much of this comedy.
Yes,
this comedy gold. No, it's funny you mention that because I have. Well, first, I want to throw out there that my mom, I love her to death, but she doesn't exactly have the refined taste buds that you have been displaying through just the medley of foods you're putting together on these things. You obviously understand a little something about food. I went to Trader Joe's the other day. That was another thing that kind of rubbed off on me about the California trip.
Yeah.
The person I was staying with, they had a fridge full of Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Not huge.
Filthy hippies.
Yeah, I know. Fuck the hippies.
I went to a Trader Joe's once to like pick up milk, something stupid and simple, and I could not even find like a milk I could drink. It was all soy shit and vanilla shit, and I'm like, my milk is not vanilla flavored.
Organic, just, untreated cows.
No, I love organic. Don't get me wrong. I buy organic milk. I specifically do this because I cannot drink the other kind. It tastes like crap.
Okay.
But I couldn't even figure, like, I couldn't find cow milk in the Trader Joe's. I was like, I don't know where this milk came
Some
from.
Weird, yeah, okay.
It's like bull semen instead of milk. It's like
kingpin milk. Destroy a big bottle. Yeah, some weird humane, like here's cat milk.
It's like a hamster juice or something.
We milk the beagle. Enjoy.
Don't worry, the beagle likes it.
Yeah. It's a kinky, fucked up beagle. Loves nipple play.
Snoopy milk.
Yeah, oh, God. But Trader Joe's is great because there's not a ton to do there. It's not the biggest goddamn thing. And you walk in and everything kind of looks like it's healthy. And God help me, a lot of people bitch about the price. But what they do have there isn't that steep.
Yeah, no, the prices are pretty good.
Yeah.
Prices are pretty good.
And so one of those spur of the moment things, they've got a bag of four avocados for $3. And I'm like, I guess it's a good price for avocados.
I mean,
exactly. But second thing I thought, I'm like, is this even a good price for avocados? I'm not like an avocado dude. I don't fucking know what an avocado goes for, but sure. Avocado me, you know? So I grab a bag and I come home and I forget they're there because you can't eat them immediately. You got to wait for them to ripen.
Yeah, they got to be a little
At
softer.
First, they're like bowling ball hard. And with me, with food, it's like if I didn't eat it immediately, I just forget it exists. And then 5 days later, I'll see like the flies circling.
Yeah.
So randomly enough, I'm like fishing around for a granola bar. And I look over, I'm like, oh, fuck me. There's like a bag full of avocados right there. Let's see what I can do with them.
You eat them like an apple?
I really did. Like the first one, I cut in half and I scooped it out. And I'm not talking like little scoops. Like I just jabbed a spoon underneath it and popped it out like you're torturing someone. And you took out their eyeball or something. And I just look at this big green ball. And I'm like, okay. And I grab it. And I just got to chew it. And it's fatty enough, so it tastes all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And the second half, I kind of get like a stroke of genius, and I chop it up. And I'm like, why guacamole comes from the avocado.
Yes.
So I make like a poor man's guacamole. Like I'm thinking, what the fuck could be in that stuff? So I throw on like garlic and salt and nothing else.
You have no idea what goes in
No, the I'm just like, it tastes like shit, so it's got to be garlic. You know, it's like this delicious, but your breath smells like asshole afterward. So it's got to be garlic and like, you know, sea salt. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. That's like kind of healthy-ish. That's like my Trader Joe's salt, you know? So we'll put all that together. And God help me, it tasted decent.
Yeah. All right. So it's avocado, a little salt.
So the other salad. Three, yeah, I just mash them into all this right. paste. And I covered in garlic and salt.
And do you just, like, eat it like it gets avocado oatmeal or something?
Some of it, yeah. And some of it gets thrown on bread or...
avocado pudding.
Bread is dipped in it. Yeah, some of it's just eaten raw.
So it also is a spread, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, picturing you with a big heaping spoonful of avocado paste. Just
that's
shoveling
what I do.
That in your mouth.
Tampon stuck in me.
Yeah.
And for the fourth one, this morning, I reach in and I gut it and I'm mashing it up. And I notice I've used all the garlic. So I'm kind of, like, just thinking, I'm like, hey, woman. That's how I address my mom. Who I might or might
That's
not live with.
Really sweet of you, yeah.
I mean it in a nice way, though. It's just I say woman. You say pants. That's your boyfriend's name.
Yeah, that's
the
not
equivalent.
Quite the same. No.
Okay.
But go on.
All right. So I'm like, hey, woman, do we have any garlic? You know, it's never like bitch or never anything insulting. It's just woman.
Hey,
do we have
hey,
any garlic?
Well, yeah, go on.
Okay. Do we have any garlic? She says no.
Mm.
And then in a stroke of genius, she goes, why don't you dump on some salt and pepper instead if you want to liven it up?
All right.
See, to me, you all righted that.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, that was the dumbest fucking thing I've heard come out of her mouth in a week.
What? I mean, it's not garlic, it's pepper, but all right.
Like, to me, that's me dumping out cereal, and I'm like, we're out of milk. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. We got some orange juice, though. Use that.
No, it is not the same. It is not the same, because pepper and garlic are both seasoning. Now, granted, they are different seasonings used for different things. Yeah, but
garlic,
if you were just looking for seasoning.
I wasn't, though. It's like garlic and avocado. They come together like goddamn
right,
Voltron.
Well, she didn't know that. She didn't know that.
All right. So
she
I wasn't.
She have your appreciation of the avocado.
I wasn't, like, really mean.
Your refined appreciation.
I did bust out the OJ line, though, on her. Like, that immediately came out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, why is there a mean reply for everything I say?
Why is there a mean reply for everything she says?
I just thought it was a little asinine. To me, it just, it reeked of throw some shit on that. Like, you ever see Friday and Craig pours out his cereal?
No.
And they don't have milk and he's about to chuck it and his dad goes, you better throw some water on that damn shit.
No.
And that's how he's supposed to eat it. That's how I felt.
No.
I felt like Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to get out of the house. Maybe that's the real topic here. But
I think
it just...
so.
It cheesed me off, man.
I just want to talk about your relationship with women in general.
Do you right now?
No,
do you want to make a show about that?
No, I am not a shrink, and I can't handle that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd be here for weeks. I'd walk out smeared in feces with, like, a big Tom Cruise castaway beard. Or Tom Hanks. God forbid. Tom Cruise. God.
Tom Cruise can't grow a beard.
I am sorry, Tom Hanks. I am sorry. You didn't deserve that. But yeah, that's all.
All right, so she doesn't appreciate the avocado.
Yeah.
Like you do, as well as you do.
And you know what? Maybe it's my fault for fucking buying those things in the first place. Do you ever do that? Do you ever just walk into a grocery and you're like,
no,
fuck
I do
it,
that.
Let me.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Like, I'll see something, and that's how I ate a pomegranate for the first time. And I just, like, I really want a pomegranate.
I thought that could have been a much more erotic story than that. But okay. Like, I licked the seeds out of my lover's navel.
No, no Jewish lovers as far as I know.
Okay.
No, I'll walk in and see something that looks really good. And I'll be like, I've never tried that before. Let me try it. And sometimes I hate it. And sometimes I love it. And sometimes I'm like, I really love that, but it was such a pain in the ass. I'm never doing it again.
See, God bless you. I do the same goddamn thing. My mom and Will, they are so afraid to try new shit out of the fear that they won't like it. They will eat the same goddamn meal until I'll introduce them to something new. And then they're like, that was amazing. And then they'll just eat that shit into the ground.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how some people are. I will say I am not the most adventurous person because I have hard and fast rules about how things should be.
In fact, Such as?
Well, I just had a discussion last night about milk. With pants.
In bed with pants.
I was not in bed with pants. We were in the kitchen admiring our new refrigerator.
Okay. That is a hot purchase, by the way.
Just standing there.
I haven't had
like,
a new fridge in years.
It has an ice maker. Ice maker.
I know.
So we're talking about
milk.
I don't
have an ice maker.
Because I'm running out of milk. And so I only drink organic. Now, I know it sounds
really... Do they sell
really
that at the normal grocery, by
the
way?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
They sell Horizon. It's like ultra-pasteurized organic. I go get the...
Isn't ultra-pasteurized like completely deprived of all nutrition, though? Like,
yeah,
all
and
the
that's why I
tend
to not drink that. I go to the Wegmans and I get their regular organic milk.
Okay, because there's a rumor in weightlifting circles, like if you can find non-pasteurized milk,
it has
like
different
straight
stuff in
cow
it.
Milk, you will become a fucking like baby calf.
Yeah,
like,
it has different stuff in it. So, but anyway, pasteurized, there's a
Where
reason.
Can you get it, by the way, again? Like a non-pasteurized?
Oh, non-pasteurized? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Generally, I think health food stores would probably have that. It's dangerous because they... you might need to even go to a farm or a farmer's market, because if you sell unpasteurized milk,
well, you get
someone
hardcore
gets sick,
bacteria, right?
Yeah, and that's a real problem. So no one wants to carry something like that. Anyway, so I only drink organic. I actually really believe I can taste the difference. I used to love milk. One time in my adult life, I went to drink milk. I said, this tastes like crap. Like, it tasted like pesticides to me.
Yeah.
No idea why. I don't know how I tried organic milk. If I thought of it, if someone suggested it, if it was an accident.
Have you ever slept on a bed and then you're like, excuse me, there's a pea underneath this mattress?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. Usually there's a penis underneath me, but excuse me, I cannot sleep here. There's something rock hard underneath
being
me.
Being bumped in the rear by a foreign hard object.
Good sir, I'm just trying to take a slumber here.
Didst thou prickest me?
Yeah, so I decided that I was only drinking organic because I actually taste like milk I remembered. And I don't know if it's just in my head, if there's something different about it, whatever.
Yeah, but you didn't grow up drinking this shit. So you're saying one day the good, normal crap just tasted weird to you.
Yeah, and I hadn't, well, what would happen is I hadn't had milk to drink, like straight milk, for a long time. And then I tried it again, like a glass of milk, and I was like, holy shit, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So I ended up switching to organic. I'll only drink organic now. It's not because I'm frou-frou. It's just I taste a difference.
Shut up, frou-frou.
I know. I'm totally frou-frou. I'm just making excuses. So we were talking about
fucking
milk. Anyway, I'm running out of milk. I want to go to the Wegs and get
The Wegs.
I love Wegmans, by the way. They're awesome. So I want to go to Wegmans and get some milk, but it's out of the way to drive over there from where I live. So.
In your Prius?
No, I don't. We both have V-dubs.
Okay.
Matching V-dubs.
Jesus Christ.
So, anyway, I don't remember how this came up, but Pants is very aware that I have specific rules on things in life, and some
not
of
in
them
the
are
butt.
Food related. Oh, so okay. I'm just saying I sympathize with not trying new things because
no bananas in the butt.
Yes. We're not doing that again.
Okay.
I sympathize with your brother and mother because I understand this fear of like this. I don't want to try this. But generally, I have very specific rules. Like milk, I will only drink organic, and you don't put ice in milk. Period.
Fuck no. It melts. And then it's like gross as shit.
Well, this is the thing.
Who the fuck would put ice in milk?
And milk is not that weird. I mean, it's just watered down milk, and milk is partially water. You know that.
Yeah, but you're playing with fire.
I know. So, but I can understand.
No,
maybe
I'm
you
with
want
you.
A really ice cold milk. You know, I guess it's not that absurd.
That's like putting ice in beer.
It doesn't make sense to me, but when I think about it logically, it's just not that absurd of a thing to do. It's not like I put.
No, that's goddamn gross. It doesn't need logic. It's one of those things that defies logic, supersedes logic.
And I've always had this rule because when I was a kid, my sister is about 10 years older than me, so she's in high school and I was much younger. And she had one of her high school friends over, and my mom offered them drinks, and she asked for some milk, and she asked for ice in it. And my mom brings her a glass.
Your mom was like, get the fuck out of my
Because my
house.
Mom is a beautiful and wonderful person, and I do not know how I spawned from her loins because –
Are you cool with your mom? Are you cool?
I love my mom.
Okay, good.
My mom is totally awesome. And she really is just wonderful.
I just randomly thought of that as I was screaming at my mom earlier today. I'm like, I'm going to see Kate in a bit. I wonder if this is her relationship with her mom.
No,
where's
love
the fucking
my mom.
Garlic?
I tease her a lot because I'm a much meaner person than she is. But I'm trying, as I matured, I'm trying to be more sensitive to, you know, she's an adult. But she is just the sweetest lady on earth. I mean, you think of a sweet older lady and just the nicest, you can do no wrong. She's
Are you
very
saying
pleasant.
I can get some?
No, she's okay. Not like that.
Okay.
My mom's not a cougar. My mom is sexless. Actually, that's not true
but
either.
But would she do it to be accommodating? Like if I showed up and I was like, can I get some ice in my milk? And then
but she wouldn't go beyond ice in your milk.
Okay.
But no, she's really, really
And then she
sweet
brings
lady.
Me that, and I'm like, no, I meant ice in my milk.
She would
then,
not understand what the
okay,
hell you're talking about. She'd
okay,
just be like,
checking.
What? I'm sorry, John. I don't understand.
Then I just point to my penis and nod.
She's like, I still don't understand.
Then I excuse myself politely.
So she you know, gives this girl ice in her milk, and I was like, that's
that
wrong. That's
dirty.
Right. My mom is trying to tell me that, no, you know, some people enjoy things different ways. And I knew at that point in my life, I'm like 7 years old. I'm like, no, ice does not belong in milk. And there is no way you can convince me otherwise. And this woman's a witch.
Nice.
The end. So that I form opinions on things and I stick with them.
Is that why I'm in the doghouse? Is that why I'll never be a good person in your eyes?
No.
Just saw me that first day.
You have some traits that I try to ignore.
And you walked in on me flinging that kitten against the wall. Warm-up ritual.
You have some traits I just pretend that you don't have.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can we get into that a little
bit? Your relationship to women.
There just isn't much of one. There just isn't one.
Well, how you treat your mom says a lot.
I love her to death. I do anything
for
her.
I know, but I just say.
Anyway. Just saying woman, you mean.
Anyway.
And the jokes about the orange juice. I get it. You can picture how I'd like ball bust any chick I'm with into oblivion.
It doesn't, it's just, no, it's not, it's actually not that. It just shows that you have a very complicated relationship with women in your life.
Yeah.
Not any specific women.
Okay, cool.
That's all I'm saying. So
I can run with that.
All right.
Doesn't sound horrible.
Also, you're really down on women being overweight, but.
No, I hate all fat people, including my sloppy
ass.
Yeah,
but you tend to make fun of women for it. And that's that gets old and it gets a little bit offensive. And you may be okay with that.
I didn't want to take the pumpkin seed thing there, but Will did. And then I felt the need to run with it.
Well, not just that.
It's like the NFL. Like, you don't know it's a passing play, but if the ball's coming to you, you grab it. You run for that fucking end zone.
What? I sent you that picture of Christina Hendricks because you're like, she's so hot. And she is.
Yeah.
I totally think she's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
But when you see her in regular everyday clothes... And you're like, oh, you know. It's like,
I didn't think the body was bad at all, even at that point. I just thought, like, she's a redhead. Yeah. So without makeup smeared on, she's going to look like a fucking corpse.
This is the problem I have, not just with you and not, like, this is totally your problem or anything, but, like, society in general, we take these beautiful women, we make them into these beautiful, even more beautiful, unrealistic things. And I love that. I mean, I like looking at very attractive women who are all done up and dressed perfectly. But then but then you're talking about like how you can't have sex without imagining the porn you've seen.
Oh yeah. Oh, the real because sex is so boring.
Now it's
hideous
now it's
by comparison.
So totally distracted from reality.
Oh yeah, and it's not like I've been with a series of like unattractive girls. Most of them are at least like average.
Yeah, but they're not this idea of perfection.
Oh yeah, unless
that
they're
has
like
been
unless
propagated.
I would say they're at least like seven. Either okay, there's one of two things. Either I really dig them emotionally, and you know, not to sound like a complete screaming Mary about it. If I dig them emotionally, then fuck it, you're in it at the moment because you care about the person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not. And,
well,
like, they're okay. Like, you get along, you know? Like, I'm not saying you're just fucking some bar trash.
Yeah.
Like, you dig the chick. She's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not like, God, I could hang the moon on this girl or some shit. You got to think about other things, usually. At least me. Like,
really?
Something else has got to get in the moment. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm pretty distracted in general, so I generally think of all the cleaning I have to do.
During sex.
Yeah.
I bet you have the best expression on your face during sex.
All the time, I'm just like...
Just
know,
like
eyes up
fucking,
to the corner,
like
I'm really thinking about something.
Like you dropped off your car at the Jiffy Lube, and you're just sitting
like,
there watching like
did
a Spanish
I turn
soap opera.
The stove off? I wonder.
Yeah, just chilling in the waiting room watching Peli Grossa.
Just give me the magazine.
Oh my god.
No, but I just have a beef with that in general, especially as an ex fatty, because I was pretty okay with myself before, and I made some changes for a lot of reasons, and one of them is
Say even if back in your chubby days you got personality, so I think a lot of guys would have
I got a pretty cute face, so that carries a lot, you know.
Yeah,
dog face.
And it's not like I've never hit the chub,
but the problem I have is
I
that,
loved a chub
is that this is and it's oh so we were talking about Inez with the ass.
Sanchez, whatever. Fucking thing, yeah.
Mexican chick. It's like she's taking advantage of the society we live in to make it work for herself, and that's something I decided to do. But it still saddens me that we live there.
Well, I think it's a Faustian bargain too, and that was the subject for the day that we're going to get to.
Faust?
Right? No.
Damn!
Chicks using their looks to get ahead in like the reporting world.
Wow, I managed. What?
The fucking best segue you've ever done. You didn't know you're
awesome.
Doing it.
I went from pizza.
But yeah, no.
You didn't even tell me the topics. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh my God. Soulmate. Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. And her star is already faded, by the way. So she went out and did a press conference saying, I will never, ever work in an NFL locker room again. I'll just be on the sidelines and shit like that.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. This is a girl who obviously got ahead, like, by just being hot on the sidelines. Yeah. She's not like an Erin Andrews who turned out to be a hot girl but has, like, communications degree.
Yeah, she actually did stuff.
Fucking paid her dues. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mean paid her dues and, like, sucked off, like, some station manager in Tallahassee.
She knows
studied,
what she's doing. If she were
sports.
An ugly-ass guy, she'd still be where she was.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Inez Sands looks like she got kicked off some second Spanish.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
She got kicked off that. She's like, fuck it, I can hold a microphone. It's shaped like you know what. And she...
I hold it like this, right?
Yeah, exactly. For those who can't see at home, because you're not in the studio, Kate is gripping the mic with
this
both hands.
I don't think I could handle this, because this is a little big for me.
Really?
Maybe that end a little bit, but not...
Wow, what a trooper.
This monster thing.
Yeah, on the end of it. That's huge.
There's going to be a lot of hand work happening there.
Inadequate.
I cannot deep throat, man. I got too much of a gag reflex. It's just like, oh.
Hey, bring us to our next segment.
Yeah, go on. Where are the avocados?
Listen to Kate gag. No. My luck. She'd be like, no problem here. And then I'd delete this episode forever. Yeah. No, I wanted to talk about Jen Sturger and Brett Favre. Do you know anything about that?
I know that she got text messages supposedly from him and then something about his weenie.
Yeah, I'll break it down for you. Jen Sturger got famous maybe 4 or 5 years ago. She was on the sidelines at a University of Florida game.
Okay.
And she was just a real slutty, hot-looking piece of ass. You know, right. Like college chick with implants. I'm sorry, that's a little over the top for my taste.
All right. Just slutty hot.
Some have them. Yeah. Okay. I mean, and like pretty decent dome piece. Actually, you know, takes good care of the body. Mm-hmm. And she's in a low-cut top wearing the cowboy hat. God help me. That's kind of sexy. You know, she's all glistening and sweaty.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Can't go after. Oh, cowboy hat. Seriously?
Yeah. It's a
These
little.
These are after a walking cliche.
I am. God help me. That's why I'm never going to find happiness. I'm just going to die alone.
Yeah.
They should just bury me with my mom and the cat. Just fucking get it over with. Like she's a goddamn pharaoh. Just throw us all in that house and tomb it up when she's gone. Yeah, so they zoom in on her on the sidelines. And I want to say it was Brett Musburger, the football commentator, who's doing the game. He's like, 15,000 red-blooded young Americans just signed up to go to the University of Florida.
Yeah.
And based on just seeing this piece of ass on the sidelines, Sports Illustrated picks her out. She then has a column on Sports Illustrated, like Jen's Mailbag or something. Uh-huh. Who fucking says this bitch can write worth a damn?
Nobody, but editors will edit it, and she's a hot piece of ass.
Exactly. So it sells. I read her shit. Like, I didn't want to be talking out of my ass. Like, I didn't want to find out this was like Hemingway with killer areolas or something.
If it was Hemingway, I think it sucked too, but that's just me.
Okay. All right.
I don't like Hemingway.
Whatever.
Just putting that out there.
I will stand up for Big Papa, but...
Go on.
She's not bad, but she's not good at all. And like you said, I've heard people are completely inarticulate. I work with some people who are just very inarticulate. They're pumped through an editor. There you go.
Kittens.
Work an E in there. They use that letter a lot.
E.
And they go through an editor and they sound fine.
Yeah.
And that's obviously what was, you know, afoot here.
Okay.
She then goes from this to being the Jets sideline reporter.
Yeah.
She's in the tightest fucking Jets jersey. If I put my kid in this, like an infant, I would worry the kid would asphyxiate, like it was too tight on him.
Swaddling.
Yeah, like her tits are, I don't know what. Like the shirt's cut to her fucking clitoris, as I've said before. Like her tits are just on display. And during this time, it was Brett Favre, legendary quarterback Brett Favre's one-year stint with the Jets, where he just went there for the hell of it. He couldn't play for the Vikings like he wanted to after leaving Green Bay. And the story goes that Brett takes a liking to this girl. He just sees her and he's like, fuck it, I'll go for it. So he starts hitting on her.
All right.
And she claims that it was completely unwanted. She didn't pay any attention to him. Kate's rolling her eyes already, as would I. So out of the blue, he then is leaving.
Because it's Brett Favre? You can't say that's unwanted. Like, ooh, attention from Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Yeah. What do you want, man? Even if Brett Favre winked at me, I'd be like,
no, it's not totally unwanted.
Yeah.
But go on.
Yeah, shit. I mean, you're not a big sports girl, and even you're like, yeah,
no,
Brett Favre.
He's a hottie, though.
Yeah, exactly. He's a hottie. Thank you. He's a good-looking older piece of ass. I'm not going to lie. Even I think that. I'm straight-ish, more or less.
It's between you and the avocados.
Exactly. And the banana. You have ruled out. But she's claiming that unsolicited, he's leaving voicemails, the effect, you know, just really like pleading to get some ass. And then he's sending pictures of his cock to her.
Now, I'm just going to say, based on his entire time in the limelight, Brett Favre doesn't seem like the type of person that, even after a couple unsolicited calls, would continue.
Yeah,
or
how about
beg.
He'd fuck one of the other 60 million chicks he could fuck?
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, not taking my calls? I'll call someone else.
Yeah. How about any normal person operates that way? Or how about it probably doesn't escalate to pictures of your fucking hog unless you've seen something of her first, or she's at least sent flirty texts back?
He just
back.
Does not. I mean, you don't know a guy from his public persona, but he just does not seem like that kind of guy.
No, he seems. I mean, he seems like a fucking
not
philanderer
even drunk.
And shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a guy.
But he's not going to work for it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
like,
not going to work
for it.
Fuck
it. I'm going to go hunting.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it. I wanted to get some trim before I went and shot a wild boar, but I'm not going to. So that's it. Let me call my boys. We're heading out. And, her whole story just seems like, especially I'm thinking about this girl. She's so focused. She's so, and I'm not saying she's the most attractive thing, but this is what I love about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, so what happens if this is reserved at 5 o'clock? I'm a little after 5 right now.
Oh, they need to get in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, man. We can punch out. Can I have like 2 minutes to wrap it up?
Yeah, or... wrap it up as quick as possible.
Okay, sure thing, man. Wow. Well, enough of the Brett Favre talk. That
I didn't realize you weren't reserving this room.
No, we're not. We just kind of raw dog it.
Oh. Oops.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's probably full of shit. And
yeah, I wanted to give...
Brett Favre may be a dick. The end.
Wow. Okay. Way to...
summarize that.
Way to take the romance out of it. All right. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. We got to get the shit out of here, apparently. And find us in papasbasement.com, on iTunes as Papa's Basement, tweet us at Papa's Basement, like us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. Kate, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the avocado stories and the milk and everything.
I didn't bring you avocado. I brought you some pizza.
All right.
Stories.
Well, time for us to get the F out, apparently. We're awful people.
Unwanted.
All right. Later, folks.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but